So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And today we're going to be talking about the fact that I just watched all the Hunger Games for the first time. I actually did. I just binged the Hunger Games. They were pretty good. But that's not what we'll be talking about. Today we are going to recap.
A different kind of Hunger Games today.
Yes. Today we are going to recap the episode, which was Hometown, Serena's favorite episode of the season.
If you've listened to this podcast consistently, you know that Hometowns is my least favorite episode of the season. But a crucial episode nonetheless. Yeah, like, I can't imagine this journey without a Hometowns episode. Having been a contestant, it's like one of the most important weeks, I think, for the contestants, getting to connect with their families, getting to have the lead meet their families. Like, it's absolutely essential. But as a viewer,
you just don't like
it. It's just not my absolute favorite.
That's fine. That's totally fine. You're free to feel that way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then later in the week, we are going to have Jared Freed on. If you don't know Jared Freed, he is a comedian. He has a special on Netflix. He also is part of The Bachelor, and he recaps all the episodes on his Instagram page. He's a very funny man, and we've had him on before, and he's coming back. So,
yeah, a longtime Bachelor viewer and lover.
And a longtime friend.
We're excited to have him. He is super entertaining and very hilarious. It's going to be a good interview. You won't want to miss that one.
Okay, so let's kick it off. The episode starts off, they don't waste any time. Just instantly, we are seeing Kelsey. We're in New Orleans, and we are at her hometown.
We are. I've never been to New Orleans. I've heard mixed reviews.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been to New Orleans, I think twice.
I feel like the only thing, I used to watch The Vampire Diaries, and they like went to New Orleans in The Vampire Diaries. I was like, this place looks so cool, but it sounds like it's like really heavy French food.
Yeah, you would not do well as far as your stomach.
I'm not a big like French cuisine person because I just find it all to be incredibly rich and buttery.
And oily.
Yeah. Which is delicious, but I usually feel kind of sick after.
They have grilled oysters, which would definitely mess up your stomach, but they're incredible.
That sounds amazing. I want to try, like, what's the, like, beignets? The fish stew?
The fish stew from New Orleans?
Or, like, there's, like, a stew, like a creole.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm doing a terrible job of describing it.
Oh, gumbo soup.
Gumbo, yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I've had gumbo, just to be clear, and I know what it is. It just, the name was escaping me.
But we see Joey and Kelsey eating beignets. You know what a beignet is?
No.
It's like, it's essentially like, it's like fried dough.
Oh, like a donut.
It's like a donut. it's like a donut. Well, it's loaded with powdered sugar and... it's just like beef.
I feel like every
dough.
Not every, but a lot of cultures have their own take on like a donut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Greek one is like the lokomades. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the little honey donuts.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I also probably just butchered the name, but I stand by what I said. I feel like there's a lot of different takes on it. I would be very down to try that. It looks delicious.
Do you have a favorite donut?
Do I have a favorite donut? Probably, but like I'd have to think about it. I don't even know the last donut I ate, to be honest.
Wow, yeah, me either do I.
Do you have a favorite donut?
Chocolate.
Just a chocolate donut?
Yeah.
Do you like it when they're more like bready and doughy or more cakey?
More cakey.
Yeah.
And I like double chocolate.
Like chocolate dipped on the top?
Yep.
This is so Canadian, but like growing up, I loved like the chocolate dipped classic donut from Tim Hortons.
Yeah, who doesn't? That's a great
Tim Hortons was like my go-to donut for most of my life.
That's a great. Do we think Joey and Kelsey? They really seem like they are meshing very well.
Oh yeah, they're giving like boyfriend and girlfriend, super great fit together. The chemistry's there. This is like the happiest I feel like we've seen her. She just seems so comfortable, so relaxed in her element. Like the difference between her, like, week two to now, I feel like we've really seen her personality come through, and I just feel like the contestants' personalities never shine through more than when they are in their hometown for obvious reasons. Like they're just more comfortable.
Yeah.
And she's just smiling, she's jumping around, like she is loving life.
She
and I like
when
seeing
the butterflies. They remind her of her mom, and then she saw a butterfly when she was interviewing.
Yeah, there was a few moments where she saw butterflies because I think her and Joey were standing on the bridge. He was like, "I want to see one too," and she's like, "Look," because it reminds her of her mom. Which honestly, I can't talk about because I'll start crying.
I will say, Joey. To me, Joey seems the most relaxed. I think I've said this before, but seems the most comfortable in himself with Kelsey.
Totally. I agree.
Like even when they were like eating beignets, I don't know, there was just like a shot of where I'm like, he just seems like he's living his life opposed to being the bachelor.
I agree. They just seem like a great fit. Yeah. I really like them together. They're very cute.
We go to Kelsey's house. It's her brother, her sister, and her dad. You know, like you kind of, I think when you watch Hometowns, you kind of like hope that like, the family's either like crazy or mean or just for a little, just like if some entertainment, but like they couldn't be more welcoming and warm. And
oh my God. Her dad was like amazing. Like I loved her dad so much. I was like, this guy seems like he's the best.
And it's nice. It's nice. Like when the family gets it, like, it's the worst when they walk in and the family's like, well, I don't even know what this is. And it's like, okay, well, you should have done your research. Like this
You're
guy.
Like, what do you mean? Like your kid's been gone for weeks and you don't know what's going on.
So like, it is nice when like Joey had a conversation with the father and he was just kind of like, he was just nice and like understanding and like he completely got that there's other women there, and I think he respect Joey, by the way, in my opinion, also has handled the conversations with all the parents like so well. Like it's the first time in a while where I've seen a lead like really take control. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. Honestly, he's the best bachelor in terms of the way he's handled Hometown specifically that we've seen in a really long time. Like I was unbelievably impressed with how he handled every single conversation. He like was proactive in comforting the parents. If he felt like there was hesitation, he was upfront with them. There was no BS, which I do find a lot of the leads do, but he just was very smooth about his delivery and there was a lot of confidence. And you could tell that the parents responded really well to him. And I almost wanted to be like, Joey, like, could you do not great, not as good of a job? Like, this is getting to be boring. Like, every parent just loves you and because that, you like love you said, them. And it's just, it's going so well. But yeah, I was very impressed.
Like you said, he was just very confident in his delivery and like what came out of his mouth. It just all, it like, as a parent, it, that had to make them feel a little comfortable. Like, this guy at least knows what he's doing in this situation.
Totally. Well, I don't think he's told anyone he's falling in love with them.
No.
He's been really close-lipped. Sorry. Sorry, my brain just completely stopped for a second.
Which is smart, though.
He's been tight-lipped about his feelings, which probably makes it easier going to hometowns, being like, I haven't told anyone how I feel because I don't want to set anyone up for failure. Whereas when they go in and they're like, oh, well, I told some of the women that I'm falling in love with them, the parents are always like, well, why did you do that?
Yeah.
But the convo goes really well with Kelsey's dad. He also just kind of seems like the dad that's like, if she wants to get engaged, great. If she doesn't, no problem. Like, I'm fully supportive of her.
Yeah, he just wants his daughter to be happy.
Yeah, and he's not like, he just seems like he really trusts his daughter too.
And you could tell he's somebody that he's been through a lot and he, you know, understands life, I guess. Just mm-hmm. like, there's a chance you're going to get your heart broken, but that's okay.
Yeah, and if you want to continue pursuing this, like, that's the right decision, and I trust you to make those decisions, and I support you no matter what.
Yeah, it's not like any parent should want their child to go through heartbreak, but it's just part of life.
100%.
You know, it's just like they have to experience it. Most likely they're going to experience it at some point. And it's just like, it's okay because you're going to survive.
100%. And he actually does say he hopes that she's engaged at the end of this. Like, he explicitly says, like, I hope she comes home engaged. Like, if that's what she wants, if he gets down on one knee, like, he obviously really liked Joey and he felt good about the whole thing.
Yep.
And then Kelsey, in her interview at the end of the date, says that she loves Joey.
Yeah.
But not to him.
Yeah.
Okay. But she seems super happy. It's just a really nice, happy, positive 101. Great first start.
Sure. I agree.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I have been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Okay, so then we go to Rachel's family in
Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, always makes me think of Rodney.
Always, always.
California, from Hawaii. This one, I thought we were going to see a little more like pushback.
Because
at the beginning, Rachel's like, my family is super traditional.
Yeah. And like, my dad's not really for this format. And like, she went in with a lot of nerves. And I think her family was more relaxed than she expected them to be, which kind of happened to me.
Yeah.
I thought that there was going to be more pushback from my family. And they were like more relaxed than I expected.
Yeah. I think they were a very emotional family. I think we don't know exactly what happened in Rachel's past relationship, but it must have been pretty intense because.
Yeah. Well, she said they were almost engaged.
Yeah.
Like it was a really serious relationship.
And you could tell like the family just doesn't want to see her go through that again, which would make them more reserved over the situation. But yeah, I thought it was. Joey got along with the whole family. I thought they were having fun. They were hanging out in the backyard.
No, it was so cute. Loved her family. Loved her parents, her sister, her nephew. They were all playing backyard games. They were eating. Was it like a pig on a spit?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Loved it. It looked like, honestly, I was like, I want to be on this hometown date. Like, this just looks like a lot of fun and a really like enjoyable family to be a part of.
And like they said, they meet. Even though they are traditional, they were like, this is our daughter. If this is what she wants, then we're happy for her.
Dad doesn't give his blessing.
Yeah.
Joey basically was like, gotta ask. And he's like, if it's her at the end, you can give me a call. She's got my number, but I'm not going to give it to you now. And then the mom,
which makes sense.
Totally. He's like, I'm not going to give you the blessing with like when you're dating 4 girls.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I feel like we usually see at least one dad say that.
Yeah.
And the mom definitely has some like hesitancy about the whole thing, but you know, she like loves her daughter and it all ends on a good note.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
Rachel's emotional.
Rachel at the end hasn't told Joey how she feels and she finally opens up, which it's a good thing. She said she's falling in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about them? Do you think they're...
I like them. I like her a lot. She's just been like consistently great the whole season. And like I think I said at the beginning, like she's just like screams, I'm a wife. I'm wife material. I'm like ready for this. And I still feel that way about her.
She just very smart.
Totally.
Like, and just like emotionally.
She's very mature. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like it's hard to compare because like Kelsey is so bubbly and giddy. And I feel like that side of Joey comes out when they're together as well. Whereas Rachel still has like a great personality, but has more of like a chill personality. So it's hard to like compare the connections.
Yeah. And it's also like what we see and what we don't.
Totally.
Like, we don't know.
But I think he also is really comfortable with her. And I think from what we've seen, she really like understands him as a person.
Yeah.
Like some of the comments she makes and just the way they interact, I feel like she sees him for who he is. And like, I think that's a good thing. Yeah. You know?
Okay, let's jump to the Christmas tree farm. The greatest place on earth.
It was so cute and magical.
Daisy grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
I know.
Wow. I mean, if she doesn't make it at the end, I don't know. For me, it's like, this could definitely be The Bachelorette. A field of daisies holding one rose.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I have chills, Joe.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Or she's in a field of daisies in a red dress holding a red rose.
Cute.
Wow.
I love it. And there's Christmas trees like way in the background.
They should really hire us for the
marketing.
Yeah. The clip art for this. Great. Okay. What do we think? Daisy's friends are there. She seems happy to see her friends. Now the most important thing is her family. And she said she's been through a lot and she mm-hmm. really wants, like she would not move forward with Joey if her family didn't like him.
Yeah.
She said that multiple times.
Oh, yeah. She said it many times.
Which kind of feels like
she's... Do you think she thought her family wasn't going to like him? Because honestly, like, everyone's going to like Joey.
I don't know about her family not liking him. I think it's more of like her family's just not comfortable. And if they can't get on board, like, it would be very hard for me to. I just think... I don't know. Daisy, it's really like Daisy. Just don't know how much Daisy's into Joey. And I think that's... And she does say that she's falling in love with him at the end of this. But I feel like it's really taken her a long time.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people will say, like, oh, well, like, that's real. And, like, that is because, like, she's so, like, grounded and down to earth. Like, it's too fast to fall in love. But it's like... Everyone else does it. You know what I mean? Like, people do it. People do fall in love in this amount of time in this process.
Yeah.
And, like, if you can't, yes, it might be like, oh, well, like, that she might just be, like, too normal for it all. But it also might just mean, like, it's not her person. But she is getting there. She's just getting there slowly. I do think there could be.
Yeah, but is she getting there because she has to be getting? Like, is in her, like, it does she feel pressure that she's this far along and like she wants to get there? Everyone else is there. She should be there. So maybe she thinks she is.
Maybe. She might, like, she's influenced by her surroundings.
Yeah.
Well, I know, like, even though you don't know where everyone else is at necessarily, like, they're not hanging out, the girls, anymore.
Yeah.
Like, this was the week I sent myself home. And I remember going into the week pretty aware that, like, I was not where everyone else was. Like, I really wasn't. Like, yeah. I was... So, like, I would be surprised if she didn't have a kind of gauge on where all the other women are feeling. And I just feel like where Rachel is with Joey and where Kelsey A is with Joey, like, it's obvious Daisy's a step or two behind what they're feeling and where those relationships are.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
You don't think she's behind?
No, well, I mean, I feel like there's something missing. But like Rachel also just said, she's the first time she's saying it too. But for whatever reason, it just feels like something's missing with Daisy. And I don't know what that is.
I think it's because with Rachel isn't like second guessing where she's at with him. She's just like, this is the pace we're moving at. I feel good. Like, there's more of a positive tone when she talks about her feelings for Joey. There's not really any like concern or hesitation about if she's going to get there. And she's pretty like strong about like, I hope it's him and I at the end of this. Whereas Daisy, it feels like she's always like, this is where I'm at. But, and there's like hesitation in her tone of if she's going to get there, if she's like moving in the right direction, if things are going to go towards an engagement with him. Like, you can feel that, I feel like, with her a little bit. She also said to her friends, like, I'm really good about opening up with my feelings to you guys and my family, but like maybe not so much in relationships.
Yeah.
Which was interesting to me because I don't know. I would just, I'd be curious to know more about like her dating history, because I'd be curious to know if she's been like that in the past with relationships, where she's just always had that issue of like opening up and moving at a certain pace. And I'd also be curious to know if her family has reacted a certain way to guys she's brought home. Cause if like there's been guys in the past she's brought home that didn't gel with her family, like that could be contributing to this dynamic of her being like, I don't know how this is going to go. Like, I can't fully commit until I know where my family stands.
Yeah.
Like, there might be some background information and some context here that we're missing. But from what we're seeing and the information we're given, I don't have 100% confidence if she's into him or not. And I don't think she does either.
Yeah. Well, I agree. So, but family likes Joey. Everything went smooth there. Yeah. Nothing really to talk about there.
The mom and the dad were like, let down your walls, girl. Like, fall in love with him. It's okay. Like, be vulnerable. Yeah. Like, they were great. They were super supportive.
And the mom, I think I said when we were watching it, the mom, like, yeah, this woman definitely has watched the show before. Like, she knows what is going down right now. Like,
yeah, 100%. Which always makes it a little bit more comfortable at the hometown date when it's like, okay, these guys watch the show. They get what's happening here.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Let's go to Niagara Falls. Maria.
Okay. Maria's not from Niagara Falls, just to be clear.
No.
And they did it in the U.S. side. They didn't even do it on the Canadian side. It was Niagara, New York, not Niagara, Buffalo, Ontario.
I don't know
or
why.
Or not Buffalo. Sorry, that's
I'm assuming that's it US. Must have been a filming issue.
Yeah, they were like, we can get the same thing on both sides. Why cross the border?
Yeah. But they
do the Maid of the Mist. Have you ever done the Maid of the Mist before?
I've never been to Niagara Falls.
Oh, we should go. It's cute. Niagara on the Lake is cute.
I have no desire to go to Niagara.
Really? Why not?
I don't know.
It's really beautiful, especially in the summer. It's very picturesque. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we'll go. I don't know. Some of it is a little tacky. Like, it's like, can be like, it's very casino-y.
Yeah.
And like a lot of chains.
I do love casinos.
Like, there's like, you're going to see like Bubba Gump shrimp. It's giving like Times Square, Vegas, like that kind of aesthetic.
Yeah, it's a tourist.
It's a tourist trap. Yeah. But then Niagara on the Lake, I believe my geography is like never really accurate, but I'm pretty sure I'm right, is like more like wineries and cute hotels and stuff like that.
Nice. Okay, so they have
Joe's like, I don't care, I'm not going. You couldn't have cared less when I was talking just now. Like, your eyes were glazed over. You were like just waiting till I shut up to be like, all right, moving on.
That's funny.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. They're honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I have been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs, and I'm ready to go. I'm alert, and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
No, I care. I mean,
don't try to deny it.
I don't want to go.
I know I'm right. It's fine. We don't have to go.
I just don't want to go.
It's fine. Maria and Joey.
It's like a cruise for me.
Yeah, Joe's never going to get on a cruise either.
Okay. So she has the conversation about this is the first time she's telling Joey that she's never brought anyone home.
Yeah, which is crazy. Yeah. I feel like we knew that as the audience, but I didn't realize that he didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's not the first contestant to be like, hey, I've never brought anyone home before. But it's shocking that she's saying it like right before they go meet the family.
Yeah.
He seemed pretty stunned.
It was this. I think it started last week, but the vibes between Joey and Maria just seem off at this point.
Yeah, Joey more than ever is like, I don't know if the spark that we have, this fun, playful dynamic, can overcome the issues that we have also. Yeah. And they've had kind of a rocky ride the whole time, but I really think that last week she voiced some insecurities and was like, I don't know if I could do this anymore. And was basically kind of trying to send herself home, but like wasn't all in on the decision.
Yeah.
You could tell he was like, all right, so is this it? Like, are you leaving? Which I think is kind of the first clue that like maybe it's not Maria. Like he wasn't really putting up a fight for it, it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah. How I feel like how Daisy feels about Joey, Joey feels about Maria. He's
like not 100%. They have a connection. Yeah. They're attracted to each other. There's a spark, but like, I don't think it's going deeper than that at this point.
No, but things can change when you meet the family, even though she ends up getting sent home. But really, you know, family, big Greek family. But really, I mean, I thought the family was great. I really liked the dad. I thought, you know,
I really liked her dad, too.
Yeah, I thought
they have such a wonderful dynamic.
Yeah, I thought he was great. I really liked his conversation with Joey. I liked how he handled it. It definitely made it seem in the preview or trailer for the episodes that the dad was going to kind of be like a dick, even though, and he was like the complete opposite. I thought he was great. I thought,
well, he started off the convo kind of not going in on Joey, but just having a hard, serious chat with him about like what's going on. And I could tell Joey was like, because he was kind of like, well, I don't know. And Joey was like, well, okay, let me help you. Yeah. Like, let me give you some,
and I
some
think
information.
He, and I think he like really respected that.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I thought they had a great conversation and it went really well.
Yeah.
And I liked your dad a lot.
Me too. I thought he was great. Like, I really liked him. I was like, oh, I really like this guy.
Maria was really emotional.
Yeah.
A lot of tears.
Yeah.
Both like happy, sad, scared, all in one, I think.
Yeah. And then we see.
I thought her best friend was her sister for like the first half of the hometown. They kind of look alike.
Well, I think she's Greek.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I assume. But I could be wrong. She just looks Greek.
They don't look alike. You're right. They just both look like they're Greek and they both have dark, like almost black hair.
But Maria does not tell Joey how she feels.
No. And I feel like it was all set up perfectly for her to do that because it's like the date went so well. And then they watched this little montage of her as a kid. Oh, my God. You know what I saw on TikTok?
What?
I don't know if this is going to resonate with you because you probably haven't seen this movie. But I'm scrolling through TikTok and... Do you know the movie The Pacifier with Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
She's in it.
Really?
Yes. She plays one of the Girl Scouts because the like second youngest kid that he's taking care of, he becomes their like den mother or whatever. And they're getting picked on by the boys. And she is like one of the Girl Scouts. She has like three lines. I was like, this is crazy.
Oh, wow. That is crazy.
I know. I watched that movie like a million times as a kid. Yeah. And I'm just scrolling through TikTok. And then all of a sudden it's like Maria in The Pacifier.
Wow.
I know.
That's cool.
I told my sister, she was like, I saw that like 3 weeks ago. I was like, okay, never mind.
So yeah, so she doesn't say how she feels. And I think then we go to the airplane hangar.
I love this rose ceremony location. I know that's like been used a whole bunch, but I just think it looks so iconic.
It's just so dramatic.
I know. It's giving, it's like dripping in drama.
So right before Joey's about to give out the roses, Maria pulls him to the side. You could see the other girls.
Rachel is ready to throw hands. Yeah. She's so mad, which I don't blame her because this happened like literally last week where he pulled Maria aside right before the rose ceremony. Maria's dress, her green dress from the last rose ceremony and then this purple dress were insane. But specifically this purple dress, like she looked amazing. The high slit, like I was like, this is unbelievable.
And it was probably freezing in that hangar, I'm assuming.
Oh, 100%. I remember the last rose ceremony I was at, it was so cold and you're standing there in these little dresses and strappy heels trying to look cute while you're freezing your ass off.
And that was probably another reason why Rachel's like really
100%. She's like, I've been standing here for 30 minutes already. I'm freezing cold.
Like, but I mean, Maria missed the opportunity. She didn't do it. She didn't do it when she had the opportunity. So she's like, this is my one last chance. Yeah. And you could just see when she was saying it in Joey's face, he was kind of like.
I think she knew in that moment she was going home.
I think she knew by his response.
Yeah.
Because he just couldn't even like smile. He was just kind of.
No,
like,
he was like almost like, fuck. Like,
yeah, like you're going
I'm about to send this girl home. Yeah. And now she's like confessing her feelings to me. Do you think she went into that night knowing she was going to pull Joey, or do you think it was like a game time decision?
The way she, I want to say she knew, but like, I feel like the way she clapped, like she went like she did like a clap. Yeah. Seemed kind of spontaneous.
Like
me.
She was like, oh my gosh, she's about to hand out the first rose. Like, it's now or never.
Yeah. And I think she might have like, yeah. Yeah. I think she might have like, maybe she thought she was going to do it at the beginning and then decided like she backed out. And then right at the end, she's like, fuck it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, maybe. I think it was the right decision. I mean, like if I was one of the other girls, I'd be super pissed. But if I'm in Maria's shoes, like I think she did the right thing because she was going to go home, I think, either way that night. And had he not given her a rose, she would have always wondered if it was because she didn't open up to him.
Yeah.
And if she had, would it have made a difference? So at least she can leave with no regret. She left all her cards on the table. I actually was kind of surprised she went home, but I didn't really know who I thought he was going to send home at this rose ceremony.
Yeah, I thought Maria was going to Fantasy Suites,
I've had a hard time the last like 2 weeks predicting who's going to be final four and now who is going to be final three, just because his connections are quite strong with everyone.
I thought Maria was going to Fantasy Suites until Niagara Falls. And
yeah,
it just felt like, it just felt like the vibes between those two were just,
and
not
all
there
his concerns
anymore.
Were coming to the surface.
Yeah, and I think it was kind of over from there. That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, and especially after the way he handled their argument last week.
And I don't think
where he was kind of like, it almost felt like he was making peace with her sending herself home.
Yeah.
And it's hard to then like backtrack from there.
And I don't think like her last second effort, like I think she should have did it too, because I agree with like not like leaving with no regrets.
Yeah.
And I think that would have sucked to left thinking that like if I would have said it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, yeah, I didn't think it was going to work and it didn't. And yeah. Maria went home.
I was dying though at Rachel when she came back in. She was like, what was that about? And Maria was like, I don't know. She's like, you don't know, you just pulled him and you don't know why.
Yeah.
Like she was like, what is going on?
Yeah,
I was like, thank you Rachel for asking.
So yeah, she doesn't, he sends Maria home.
She doesn't seem that like, I think she was either in shock or she was standing there being like, it's me, I'm going home, based on the conversation we just had.
100%.
Because she was like almost like, there wasn't a huge emotional response from her. And I feel like we've seen her be really emotional all season.
Yeah, I think she realized when she pulled Joey, she realized it, that she wasn't going to get the rose. And she's like, okay, I just, in her head, I think she went like, okay, a flip switched. And she's like, I just got rejected.
Switch flipped.
Yeah, what did I say?
A flip switched.
A flip switched. A switch flipped. And she was just like, okay, like,
it's not me. Brace yourself.
Be tough. Like, it's not you. Like, that's it. Move
yeah.
on. And I think that's what she did. And I think that's why we don't really see her get emotional, even though I'm sure at some point on her own, she probably was.
Yeah, totally.
I think that was for the camera, which I think most people would.
What, you thought she was kind of like being tough for the camera?
Yeah, I guess but I'm also like putting myself in that situation. And I feel like if it was me, I'd be like, okay, it's not you, like, fucking toughen up right now.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's very specific to you. I think you're projecting a little bit.
Maybe.
But she might have, that like, might have been the thought process.
Like, I mean, I'm projecting. Like, totally. We're just speculating.
Well, hopefully when...
We don't know what we're talking, you know? We're guessing the whole time. So.
Hopefully when we eventually have Maria on the podcast, we'll be able to ask her more about it.
Yeah.
Because there's so much that happened with her this season. I mean, she has been a huge storyline from episode one to now, so I'm looking forward to eventually getting to chat with her and also just getting to see what she has to say at Women Tell All.
Yeah, we'll see. And then there, I would say there's definitely going to be a push for her to be the next Bachelorette.
So. I mean, I've been seeing a lot of people online rooting for her to be the next Bachelorette. Yeah. So maybe we'll see.
We'll see. Okay, guys, thank you very much for listening to Happy Hour. That is our episode, and make sure you tune in later this week because we're going to have comedian Jared Freed on the podcast to give his breakdown on the entire season.
And be sure to subscribe. We have new and exclusive interviews every single week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.